Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel once more. Today, the news came through that Moldova had voted yes to joining the European Union, but by a wafer-thin margin. In case you don't know, Moldova is a former Soviet republic sandwiched in between Romania and Ukraine. So Moldova, sometimes in part of the Romania, sometimes part of the Russian Empire, the Soviet Union, was part of the Ottoman Empire for a while too. So most people that are ethnically and linguistically Romanian, Romania grants citizenship to all of them. Moldova is the second poorest country in Europe. The only one that's poorer now is Ukraine. Moldova, they describe their official language as Romanian. They used to call it Moldovan, but really it's over 95% the same with Romanian. I've been to Moldova for 2 days only, and I can understand Moldovan, no problem. So it's just got a few more old-fashioned words and a few Russian loan words. So written in the Latin alphabet, like Romanian. The Soviets forced them to write in Cyrillic, but they went back into the Latin alphabet in the 90s. And some people think they should rejoin Romania. You see graffiti all over Romania saying Basarabia Pământ Românesc, as in Basarabia is Romanian soil. Moldova sometimes called Bessarabia, the Republic of Moldova. I say Republic not to be pedantic, but because the adjacent Romanian province is also called Moldova. And some sort of Romanian heroes are from there. But there's a minority of people who are ethnically Ukrainian or Russian, and some people are Russian speaking. It's got two official languages. And when it became independent in 1991, a civil war broke out, which Russia calls, and Transnistria, the very eastern edge of the country adjacent to Ukraine, broke away and became the Republic of Transnistria. It's completely unrecognized, and there was this frozen conflict, 1,500 Russian soldiers there. So they used to be rotate by Russia flying troops into Chisinev, that's the capital of Moldova, and the Moldovan government allowing these people to go by bus. So it was like preserved in aspect from the Soviet era, Transnistria. But because it was a legal nowhere's land, a lot of illegal activity went on there in Tiraspol. That was their capital. There was that football team called Sheriff. And actually, I taught the children the chap who owns it. I don't know if he still does. They were in Romania. But that's another story. So with a Moldova, back within the Russian orbit or go west. So it's sort of a sister nation of Romania. But only by 50.46%, they voted to join the European Union. That doesn't automatically mean that they get in. It's got candidate status for European Union membership. But from getting candidate status to being a full member can take decades. Turkey's had candidate status since 1987. Admittedly, it was the European Economic Community back then. So I think Moldova will get into the European Union, but not for 10 years. Because remember, there are 27 member states, and all 27 have to approve. Even one can veto them. And then the governments of Hungary and Slovakia like throwing their weight around. So Moldova was subject to energy blackmail by Russia. They got most of their oil and gas from Russia, and Russia could switch the heating off in midwinter. And Russia gave them a taste of that sometimes by radically reducing their supplies to say, you play ball with us, you submit to us, or we'll freeze you to death. So Maia Sandu is their president. She's educated at Harvard. She's very, Occidentophile. Right. So, but the one thing is, there's not a resounding vote in favor. Most people actually living in the Republic of Moldova voted no. It's the Moldovan diaspora that mostly voted yes. They've mostly claimed Romanian citizenship, not because they want to live in Romania that much, so they can go anywhere in the European Union or the European Free Trade Area, like Switzerland or Norway. But they're working in Italy, Germany, Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium, Republic of Ireland, wherever. Russia obviously really wanted to stop this. Ms. Sandu has been re-elected, incidentally, and they said that Russia was spending a lot of money to try and scupper this. But we know this is happening. They've been propagandizing, saying that this would be terrible. They mustn't do that. Russians are discriminated, mistreated. There's Ilan Shor, a gangster who's pro-Moscow, who was part of this enormous-scale defalcation. Like over $1 billion, a considerable chunk of the national wealth was stolen in some massive fraud from a major bank several years ago. Ilan Shor is fled to Israel. Why on earth has Israel not extradited? It proves what a gangster regime Netanyahu runs there. I'm not going to deal with that question at Bali right now. So that is a setback for Russia, because they obviously want to keep it out of the European Union. They don't like democracy succeeding. They don't like freedom of expression, and they like to control it indirectly. And, you know, the Moldovans have suffered illegal occupation of their country, but they're not allowing the Russian troops to rotate in and out since the Ukraine war. So they've been stuck there for years. It was a high turnout. So there's a more complicated by Gagauzia. There's some Turkic-speaking Christian ethnic minority there. So Ms. Sandu, she won a plurality of the vote, over 42% of the vote, defeating the Socialist Party candidate since pro-Moscow, Mr. Stoyan Oglu. I hope I pronounced it correctly. So, there we go. But the European Union might not be convinced, because it was won by such a thin margin. So Russia definitely doesn't want this to happen. You know, other former Soviet republics are European Union countries and are thriving. Their democracies are secure. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. If Moldova goes, that'll be another blow to Russian hegemony. Moldova wants to go that way, but, you know, Georgia was refused candidacy because they felt it was backsliding on democracy. So the European Union will give convergence criteria. You have to achieve this in terms of anti-corruption, independent judiciary, free and fair elections, a free media. You've got to be sort of economically some sort of an asset to us. And obviously you do get subventions for a while. The idea that will boost you economically. Look at the Republic of Ireland, work with us. Remember, as a child, there were the pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Greece and Spain were the relatively poor countries within the European economic community as it then was. So this is the result I thought it was going to happen, but it was closer than I expected, in fact. It's often older people, more rural people, Russophones, who are more likely to vote for Moscow's way of thinking, saying that, the European Union is going to corrupt our children and promote homosexuality and turn people transgender, ruin the family, blah, blah. It's all a CIA plot. Note that Moldova is not a member of NATO, is not aspiring to join NATO. In their constitution, they must be neutral. But, you know, if Ukraine were to win, would Moldova be able to get the Russian troops out? So you either leave now or we're going to attack. But they don't want to go to war against Russia. But how would Russia get them? There's Ukrainian territory in between. I suppose Russia could fire missiles over. But Moldova has sought to diversify their energy supply, been somewhat successful, been helped by their neighbor, Romania. And Moldovan intelligence say they've uncovered Russian destabilization plots. Well, it's very, very easy to believe. Plots like that there in Armenia, overthrowing governments, which is not to say the United States or the United Kingdom haven't tried the same in other countries. They have, but not for some considerable time. So although I'm very much a Eurosceptic, I think it is good news. If it's a binary choice between being a satrapy of the Kremlin or joining the European Union, well, I mean, I don't need to take a second to make up my mind. Obviously, EU membership is much better than that. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.